Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
So I was just casually, you know, looking over my HVAC installation guide, because I'm a YouTube HVAC tech now, by the way. I don't know if I told you that or not. I'm pretty much certified to start my own air conditioner repair company, as long as the authorities will accept my YouTube history.
But you can literally learn and do anything off of YouTube. Like, you can learn. I learned how to tie a tie probably like 12 years ago, or maybe 15 years ago, off of YouTube.
Yeah, that's what it
like,
is.
Like, it's, you learn like how to do any and everything and tie like the double Windsor. I could tie a tie, but I didn't know how to do the double Windsor. Like, I learned that on YouTube probably like 15 years ago. Like, you learn how to do any and everything on YouTube.
Anybody out there, like, quit whining about how you don't know where your daddy is and go on YouTube, because it's the best dad there ever was. Like, any fatherly advice, any carpentry advice, how to fix your washing machine, how to install a dehumidifier, ducted. But, you know, am I going to do it into the supplier? Am I going to do it into the return? All these. I own a damn pitot tube now, all right? Because my daddy, YouTube, is an HVAC tech. And it's like that, you know what it is? YouTube's like that doctor in Indianapolis that's impregnated everybody.
How did he get off of no child support? Like, you got 100 kids, and you ain't paid a dollar for any of them.
It all comes back to
like,
that.
Come on, man. Like, that dude there, Dr. Klein.
So I'm special joking about that. Evil. I actually am kind of. I'm before we get into Colin Kaepernick here. I was actually kind of intrigued by all of it. Like, I like learning about all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm thinking about doing like an online HVAC tech class. And then I was talking to one of my friends who's actually an HVAC tech. And he's like, what are you, an idiot? Like, what is this? Oh, this is the life you want, Seth? You want? Because I was like, yeah, maybe I'll start my own company. Like, just take it slow and eat. Like, no big deal. Just take some jobs here and there.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, there is no, oh, it's just a job here and there. It's like, oh, it's 2 a.m. on Sunday and a customer is irate that their AC isn't working. You'll have less of it, but you'll have it. So he said, unless I can jump immediately to where I just own the company and I've got like a bunch of techs working for me and a manager, then that's not the life that I want.
Well, that's the thing though. You might have enough, you know, saved away to where you could do that. You can just get, as long as you get a manager that you trust.
Yeah.
And then you can be a delegator.
No. I don't want that life either.
You don't want that life?
No, I've got the life. I've got the exact life that I want. I've tried enough things and done enough things that I do. You know what I'll do? Maybe I'll be a volunteer HVAC tech where I just go and do it for free with the understanding that you're not allowed to ever call me again.
A pro bono HVAC guy. That's a novel idea. Maybe you can go to people that are less fortunate that can't afford the normal HVAC, and you just do a pro bono and come save the day. But it's like, after I helped you this one time, if something goes wrong, do not call me back.
It's like going to the dental college to get your dentistry work. It's
barber school, all that type of stuff.
Greatness.
Yeah. Besides school, barber school, all those places that you can get it for the cheap, you're going to pro bono provide HVAC work for people that need it.
So what happened yesterday is I was looking in the installation guide for my humid air, April air. I got to get in a, hey, Ben, write that down in my book of business ideas. I need to get some kind of an endorsement deal with April Air. So my April Air E120 dehumidifier. I saw this on my Twitter. The notification popped up. Ian Rappaport talking about, lo and behold, Colin Kaepernick.
Fascinating development for Colin Kaepernick, who, as you mentioned, has not played in the NFL since 2016, has not had a meeting with the team since 2017 when he went to visit the Seattle Seahawks, who eventually decided not to sign him, despite Pete Carroll saying that he believed Colin Kaepernick should be in the NFL. And there have been several people over the last couple of years who have advocated for Colin Kaepernick getting a chance. One of those people is Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis, who now does have the opportunity to sign him. So Josh McDaniels, the head coach of the Raiders, and Dave Ziegler, the general manager, worked out Colin Kaepernick earlier today.
So this is where I am with this, Wade. And like with all the debate and everything else over Colin Kaepernick over the last several years, and obviously like things are not at the same fever pitch right now for multiple reasons as they were back when he was looking for work and couldn't get work.
Right.
There's always been the question as to whether he would take a job if he wasn't the starter. And he'd never really weighed in on that necessarily. But, some people would argue that he wouldn't want to sign somewhere as a backup. And that was what was going to prevent him. When realistically, he wasn't getting a job for I think that wasn't the reason he wasn't getting offered jobs, in my opinion, at that moment. Do you think that he'll actually get a shot this time around?
I think he will get a shot. I wouldn't be surprised if he's signed by the Raiders in the next day or so after his tryout. If you look at what Colin Kaepernick brings to the table as far as his ability to run, although he's not 27 years old anymore, he's 34 now. He's still more athletic than the majority of quarterbacks in the league. He's still can run an offense, and he's still better quarterback, just thrower of the football, than a lot of quarterbacks that are on the second and third team of rosters in the NFL. I think he's hungry. I think that was a misconception. It was a narrative that he didn't want to take anything but a starter's role. I know at the time when he first was basically banished from the league, he still felt like he was a starter. And at that time, he was better than a lot of starters in the league. So I understand that gripe. But I think at this point in his career that he's been out of the game for, I think, 5-6 years now, like he's going to be willing. And I think I read somewhere where he said, an article where he said that, yeah, I'd be willing to come in and be the third string quarterback, second string quarterback, whatever it is. But if I play at a level enough that warrants me moving up the ladder, then I should move up the ladder. And I think that's a reasonable way than anybody that's in the league should approach things, as far as, hey, if I outplay you, then I should be playing. And so I think Kaepernick's going to get an opportunity. It's going to be polarizing when he does get his opportunity. It'll be interesting to see how many boos, how many cheers he gets in that first preseason game. But I think it's going to be must-see TV. I think a lot of people will tune in and watch a preseason game.
Yeah.
Whereas otherwise, nobody watches preseason like that unless you're you're a degenerate. Like most people are not watching preseason games like that, but people will tune in to watch that.
That's I hadn't even thought about that part of it. I feel like the team that signs him is going to want a certain kind of environment. But then if Kaepernick goes off in the third quarter or something, we know how we are in the preseason. We know that the third quarter shouldn't matter, and yet when somebody goes off in the third quarter, we think it's we've discovered the next Gale Sayers or somebody. There's always some running back that we think is the next Gale Sayers. This is the quote that's out here that I think that has people skeptical as to whether he'd really accept a backup job. But I think I've got a reason why that's not necessarily the case. This is Colin Kaepernick about a month ago on the I Am Athlete podcast.
Yeah, if I have to come in as a backup, that's fine. But that's not where I'm staying. And when I prove that I'm a starter, I want to be able to step on the field as such. I just need that opportunity to walk through the door.
So I think people heard that, and you put it into that, like in the context of the Raiders. And I'll tell you honestly, my first thought was like, well, he's not gonna beat out Derek Carr in training.
Nah.
They just gave Derek Carr a new contract.
No, that's not gonna happen.
But I think probably the context, and again, that was a month ago, but the context could also be interpreted as, yeah, okay, like spend a year as a backup and then show, get some opportunities to show that you can be a starter, and then maybe some other team will be more likely to take a swing at you.
Yeah, you just mentioned it. He gets in a preseason game in the third quarter, and he goes out there and balls out and leads a couple of touchdown drives in. And Sam Darnold is sticking it up out there in Carolina. They might make a phone call. Like, come on out here, Colin. We might have a spot for you out here. Like, if they're willing to go out and get Deshaun Watson and all the issues he has going for him, I don't see why they wouldn't be looking into a guy like Colin Kaepernick as well. And as long as he gets on the field and he actually plays well when he's on the field, there will be teams that will make phone calls to inquire about getting him. And the Raiders will probably look at it in that manner. Like, hey, he'll be a decent backup for us. And if he goes out here and plays well in the preseason, then maybe he's a trade piece that we can get a 7th-round pick for from somebody, or a 6th-round pick for a guy like Colin Kaepernick. That, like, a lot of times it's a no-risk situation for the Raiders. He's not going to come into there and start over Derek Carr. Derek Carr is a better quarterback than Colin Kaepernick. But at the same time, there's some quarterbacks around the league that – hey, you might not be able to say that, especially if he comes back and plays at the level that he was playing at when he left.
Yeah. You know what? The whole thing about Derek Carr, when I think of Derek Carr and the chance that he might, that Kaepernick might get a chance to play, Carr, let me double check this. Carr's been very durable. And yeah, he's had two seasons that he played 15 games. And I think there might be a chance that those were playoff years too, where didn't play the last game of the season. But he's been really, really durable. So that's probably not the best chance for him to necessarily get a chance because of injury or what have you. But maybe he gets a chance in the fourth season, or like you said, in the playoffs. The objections, you know, obviously there's any of the. We'll see what happens. Obviously, like, I'm surprised I didn't see more of, I guess, either a backlash or a controversy or people weighing in on this. I think everybody's just, like, in a wait-and-see mode. And for the most part, I think, like many things in the country over the last 5 years, we've exhausted ourselves on being irate and furious about things.
Yes, like, if you wait long enough, like, I'm actually feeling good about things right now. Just give it a couple of days. Something is going to pop up to where you're irate about something in this country, that in this world, in this country, wherever. There's a lot of stuff to be mad about. Being mad at Colin Kaepernick for not standing for the flag, you know, 5 years ago, wherever it was, that's, like, rates very low on the list. But if he actually gets on that stage again, I think he'll start moving back up that list again, because there's people that are completely against that and they're going to have a problem with it. And that's why it's so polarizing.
Well, yeah, and it might be, you know, to be fair too, we haven't really heard Colin Kaepernick talk about it. It's like Colin Kaepernick might have like a healing moment in store somehow. Like, he might get up and say the most healing, unifying thing ever. And both sides will say, you know what? We've all been a little irrational and ridiculous. Let's all hug it out.
Well, he said he was going to discontinue using that tactic anyway. I remember him saying that probably a couple years ago anyway. But there's people that are off of Colin Kaepernick and always be off of Colin Kaepernick, and they're not going to support anything that he does. And so he's going to get his boo birds. There's going to be people that, a lot of the people that said, you know, they're going to stop watching the NFL, even though the ratings keep going up. Those people are going to be like, yeah, Colin Kaepernick, to hell with them, and boom. And so it'll be polarizing in whatever stadium he finds himself in.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.